WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody. And yes, it is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Walk 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. Oh, it's going to be one of those days. I can already tell. But that's okay, because you know what? The sun is shining. It's gorgeous outside. And we've got NASCAR to talk about. And also, very exciting, we're not just going to be talking about another Tyler Riddick victory. That's right. A fourth race of the year. Second actual winner of the season. We'll be talking about Ryan Blaney's big win at Phoenix. So we've got, of course, we've got that. We've got points. We've got a lot to get to. A little bit of dust up on the track as well. Joey Logano, Ross Chastain cause a big wreck. There's plenty to get to, plus point standings, you name it. We're going to talk about it now. And judging on the pictures, we may just have to set aside time to discuss Ryan Blaney's mustache. Dear Lord, his press photos. That is magnificent. Okay, so what do you say? It's Monday. It's 6. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the reason I show up each and every Monday at 6, it's none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Man, happy to be here. You know, when you start a show and you call it Wonk 103.7,
Rock,
you know it's going to be a great one.
You know, I've had,
couldn't resist to bring that out.
I've had teeth work done and stuff like that. And I wear this thing that's sort of like a retainer. And every now and again, it jumps certain words. It'll jump up at me. I'm like, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that just hit it. But that's okay.
Well, as you know, I do several shows in the Whitfield Media Group. And of course, this here is one you and I have been doing together for well over 20 years. And there are some of those times where, you know, you're known to mispronounce a word or you lose your train of thought. That's just the way it goes. I guess that's why they make shows that just show bloopers at times. Because there's always those funny moments.
Well, and you know what? Also, if you hear a show that's ever perfect, be it a podcast or show, it's probably not live. Yeah. People that are live all the time, you just do stuff like that. You mispronounce stuff. You say something wrong. I mean, it's just kind of...
It's just the way humans work, isn't it?
And you know, the fun thing that I'm learning about getting older, and you know, you've told me this for years since you're quite a bit older.
Quite a bit. Okay. Just a decade.
You're right. That is a lot. Yeah. For whatever reason, the path from brain to mouth sometimes doesn't, it's not as fluid as it used to be. Sometimes it's like hopping in like an old transmission that doesn't want to quite shift.
It just gets worse too. Unless you do it a lot. Yeah. It just gets worse. All right. Well, how was the weekend?
Oh, man. Good weekend at the Orr House. What did we? We didn't do a whole
no
lot.
No golf was on the agenda?
Actually got to play a little bit Friday. And I can't say I snuck out of work because I was with my boss. So that happened. But then Saturday, I didn't see you and Kim at Mass. And then Sunday was just adjusting this old time change.
We must have missed you at the service we went to.
Well, I was at the actual church. So
Actually, my wife was stuck in the Atlanta airport trying to get back to Chattanooga.
That's so terrible when you're stuck in Atlanta because you're like, I can almost see home, you know?
Yeah, there at one point I thought I was about to have to get in the old Toyota Tundra and head to Atlanta to pick her up, but... as it worked out, we were able to get her on a flight back to Chattanooga later that night. But, you know, the airports are kind of all screwed up right now as far as the flight schedules for a variety of, reasons. But it always tends to be one of those things that it all starts in Atlanta and then it just ricochets throughout the country.
Yeah, it's logistically, I don't understand how they can have so many flights on schedule, let alone when something goes wrong. But there is nothing more. I flew earlier this year And it was one of those days of delays and change flights. And by the time you got home, you realize I could have hopped in a car and driven.
Yeah.
And been here.
And now we're going into spring break season. So the airports and the air travel is even going to become more challenging. I saw in the news this morning that they're anticipating a 4% increase. I think 114 million people are expected to travel for spring break. So it just becomes even more challenging.
And listen, you haven't been to Mexico in like 3 weeks, so I'm sure
you. Well, you
got
know
one.
That is on the agenda.
I imagine
agenda.
You've got a planned trip here pretty quick.
Yeah, it is on the agenda in April. However, it's not a very long trip, so it will not affect my attendance of the show. But yeah, that's the only thing I sort of dread about it is how long is it going to take to get there due to air travel. But however, I'm glad you were able to get on the golf course Friday. You know, you live in that fancy golf course community. I'm glad you get to enjoy it.
Yeah, had to dust off the game a little bit. Played, as funny, I played really well the front nine. Hmm. Back nine, a little shaky. But, I think the beer kicked in a little bit.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was probably enjoying myself. The weather was so...
Yeah.
Friday was just one of those, like, it is a great to be alive and outside kind of days. Those are always fun.
Well, this week, I don't know if you've looked at the forecast, but we got some showers and thunderstorms, you know, going to be sporadic with some sunny skies throughout the week. But I think next weekend is supposed to be beautiful. So, you know, you may need to start working on Mrs. Orr now if you're going to be able to get permission to play golf next Saturday or Sunday.
I'll be a little busy next Saturday, Sean.
Oh, that's right. You got your big Spartan race. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to continue this conversation.
Oh, no. I think.
Have you done any training this past week?
Yeah. I'm basically running because cardiovascular is the only thing I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the other stuff. Hmm. But I feel about as good as you can be for a guy that hasn't trained that much.
So when you say you've been running, what define that?
Yeah, go out and run a couple miles.
Just a couple of miles?
Yeah. And in my neighborhood, nothing but hills. Stay out about an hour, you know, and just run until I can't. Then I walk a little bit, then run some more. Just trying to get everything.
Is that going to get you in Spartan condition?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I can get in Spartan condition.
You look like you kind of got a little stress going, thinking about it.
Oh,
Are you sort of dreading it?
Yes, I'm dreading it. Like, this is not the kind of thing I do anymore. And I got talked into it and I can't back out now. And I'm not going to be near as excited about everybody else that's doing it.
You have stepped in it, haven't you?
Yeah. It's just one of those. So go down there, make a fool of myself, come back Monday and complain about
it. I meant to have done some research on this.
Complain about how sore I am.
Before today's show. This is kind of an obstacle course you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's basically like a 5K with obstacles.
Huh. Man. So. Well, just look at it this way. There's going to be some that it's not going to do as well as you do. And there's going to be a lot that do it a lot better than you.
Do way better, yeah.
And I'm sure they've got EMTs on hand in case, you know, you pass out or you can't survive or make it. They'll be there to take care
of you. Listen, I can promise you a few things. And one of them is I'm not going to try hard enough that it's going to make me pass out.
Yeah, but you got to have you got to hold your respect.
No.
And you don't want to lose respect down there by people on your team.
Yeah.
They go, that guy can't even make it through.
I'm not going to like duck out of stuff. But if I'm feeling bad enough, I'm going to pass out and be like, hey, guys, meet you at the next obstacle. I'm going to walk it out for a minute.
And you can't come in last on your team.
Oh, well, that's probably a foregone conclusion.
You're one of the leaders of the Quality Fence organization.
Yeah, this is not really a work trip. This is just...
Yeah, but I thought it was. I thought it was people from your organization.
Me and two other guys from work.
Huh.
But one of them's the owner, so I just can't. You know, I got to show up.
The other people that are participating are just friends
all,
of the owner?
Yeah, all weirdo workout people that my owner runs around with.
Well, see, that makes it even worse.
No, it's going to be bad.
Because you've got people that are really going to be in shape.
Yeah, probably.
And they're going to be wondering, where did the boss find this guy?
Like, my Lord.
You know, I'm wishing you well, But I can just see the stress on your face right now.
I can't wait until it's over. Like, it's one of those. I'm super.
If I didn't know any better, I would think you've got a colonoscopy or something scheduled.
Hey, I was not near as worried about that. This is, remember that time a couple of years ago I had to do a deposition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite that stressed.
But you're close.
But I would just assume, you know what, looking forward to a really bad dental appointment. That's kind of what I've got. So.
Well, and it seems like it's changed from last week, because last week you weren't quite to this level that you are today.
Oh, I'll be fine. It really will. It'll be fine, but it's like, oh.
And how many times has Mrs. Orr says, can't you just cancel it?
Yeah, Mrs. Orr just thinks I'm stupid. Just one more reason that something's up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we got a lot to talk about in today's program. We're going to go ahead and take an early break, and we come back. We're going to dive into the race at Phoenix. And you know what? It was a doubleheader. We had IndyCar. Well, we had IndyCar there, and we had the NASCAR guys there. So we had a full weekend of racing. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the entire weekend of NASCAR, as well as I want to share a little bit of numbers or stats that I discovered comparing IndyCar to NASCAR as far as attendance and the popularity and TV ratings between both sports. We'll get into all that and more straight ahead as we have a lot more NASCAR right after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Monday to you. And it is, it's between 6 and 7. So that means Sean Whitfield and I are here getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR, talking about Ryan Blaney's big win, or we're about to, as the fourth race of the season, the race at Phoenix, is over. And now we will soon turn our attention towards Las Vegas. So we have gone Daytona, Atlanta, Circuit of Americas in Tejas, then Phoenix and Las Vegas. So we back to the mile and a half tracks after this. But now, Sean, let's talk about the actual race that happened, and that is at Phoenix, and the fact that we're not just showing up to talk about, what a weekend Tyler Reddick had.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're finally seeing somebody else in victory lane besides 2311 car. We saw the first 3 weeks of NASCAR racing where Michael Jordan was in victory lane, which is good for the business of the sport. But it is time to move forward and get some other drivers in victory lane. And of course, we saw that this past weekend. I thought it was a very a cool weekend for Penske Racing, because not only did Penske Racing win in IndyCar, but they pulled off the win with Ryan Blaney in the NASCAR Cup Series. Before we dive into all the details of the Straight Talk Wireless 500, I wanted to talk for just a moment about IndyCar and NASCAR. What are your thoughts about the fact that IndyCar runs a companion race with a NASCAR Cup Series? We've not seen that happen many times in history, but do you think that's a good thing for NASCAR and a good thing for all of motorsports, or do you see them as competition and maybe this is not such a good thing for NASCAR?
No, I think it's only a good thing for NASCAR. Chances are, if you're a fan of motorsports, yeah, you probably prefer one or the other, but you like racing. Mm-hmm. And I think I feel like the racing series have always been hesitant to acknowledge one another, almost like it's a competition, when I think sports-wise and media-wise, everyone really needs to, like, there's no competition. The NFL wins. So doing anything to bring eyeballs to your sport and really pairing up and doing something as motorsports, I think is only a smart thing. It's, you're only going to gain fans. No one's going to watch both races and go, well, I'm done with NASCAR. I'm cheering on Indy now. So I thought it was cool. And, I would welcome more stuff like that.
Well, I don't disagree. I've wondered a little bit with the growth of F1, and there has been some growth of IndyCar. Does NASCAR ever feel threatened? Because you've got only so many eyeballs that are probably going to be into motorsports overall. And is there a risk there of one of those two other sanctioning bodies of motorsports luring some of the diehard NASCAR fans away, or just the casual NASCAR fans away? But I think the way you just described it is probably well said. And it is the way the reality is of the motorsports community. When I was looking at comparisons from NASCAR to IndyCar, I discovered some things that I knew and then a few things I didn't know. Number one, NASCAR Cup Series, their TV viewing is averages in most races anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million viewers. IndyCar averages roughly 0.8 to 1.3 million viewers, depending on the race, especially if it's the Indy 500. For example, the NASCAR season averages around 2.6 million viewers. IndyCar averages 1.36 million, which that average is heavily boosted because of the Indy 500. The Daytona 500 compared to the Indy 500, as far as TV viewers, which one do you think's on top? Who's going to have more, the Daytona 500 or IndyCar?
Man, IndyCar. Or the Indy 500. You know, people show up for it, but I don't know if it's as big a TV deal. I'm still going to go Daytona.
You are correct.
Oh,
there is more people in attendance for the Indy 500 than the Daytona 500. However, the Daytona 500 is sold out, so they've got a maximum capacity. The Daytona 500 is going to average somewhere around 8 to 9 million TV viewers, where the Indy 500 averages somewhere between 4 and 5 million viewers. Historically, NASCAR has got the largest fan base. They've got a much stronger presence in television, especially with network TV. NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One is primarily the three forms of motorsports in the United States on TV. You're going to have some NHRA drag racing, but predominantly it's those three. A typical race in the NASCAR Cup Series is going to run somewhere around 70, 80,000 fans. IndyCar is going to be somewhere around 35 to 45,000 fans. NASCAR is on more oval tracks with large permanent grandstands, where IndyCar is not. The Indy 500, I shared a little bit ago, the spectators is going to be somewhere around that 300 to 350,000 range. The Daytona 500 is going to be somewhere around 150 to 170,000. So, interesting to see. However, IndyCar has been showing some growth and improving, especially since Roger Penske took over IndyCar.
Well, and there's you know, a whole generation of people right now that don't remember IndyCar used to be huge in this country. It was very popular, and then they got into a big ownership spat, and all of a sudden IndyCar split, and you had IndyCar and Indy Racing League. And neither one of them thrived. But that was back when.
Like, and then they went to kart racing, didn't they?
You had Bobby.
Didn't they sanction anybody called kart?
Bobby Rahal was a big deal. Was it Schumacher? One of them gets Unser. I mean, like all these guys that, you know, there were video games with their names on it. As a kid, I remember like open wheel racing was a thing. And then that split and the fact that you couldn't find people on TV anymore. And no, you know, it was early on. It just about went away.
You grew up in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
By God.
So when you were growing up and you heard of motorsports or thought of motorsports, IndyCar, I guess, was what it was, wasn't it? Or Indy Racing League?
No, I mean.
Or how was NASCAR as far as their popularity in Oklahoma?
So NASCAR, it was nothing that anyone I knew grew up. I mean, everyone knew who Dale Earnhardt Jr. was, right? And you knew Jeff Gordon and those kind of names. But Texas Motor Speedway opened when I was in high school.
And that would have been in the late 90s?
Yes.
Mid-90s?
Mid-90s. And the fact that that happened, everybody was like, whoa, we're getting a NASCAR rate? Like, huh? Because it just, like, nobody, that was not a thing you did. You just may have followed it on TV. I went to dirt tracks as a kid because my buddy's dad was into it, but I just thought it was fun. It wasn't much of a thing.
And that was back when Dale Sr. was still with us.
Dale Sr. was, and everyone, and me,
Richard Petty was still driving.
And being a kid into video games and stuff, I had a NASCAR game. I knew all the drivers, I knew the sponsors, but that was just because I was a weird kid that liked that kind of stuff. But it's not that I'd ever.
You considered yourself a weird kid.
Well, you know, just you get into stuff and you kind of become obsessed with it. But yeah. I still remember my buddy had like a. It was a magazine, and he was sitting there, and he named some product. I was like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. And he was like, how'd you know that? I'm like, I don't know. He went down, and I knew almost every single car and driver match. And he was like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. I just know these, you know, and it's probably from Days of Thunder and stuff like that.
So did you have a favorite driver back at that time?
No, I didn't. I mean, I thought Bill Elliott was cool because he had a commercial on at the time. And it was his new Budweiser car, you know, but I really had no clue.
Well, Bill Elliott drove the Coors car. I don't think Bill Elliott was ever in the Budweiser car.
He was in the Budweiser car for, I remember the commercial because it was a big deal. They made a commercial about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. So, but when you came to Chattanooga is when you really started paying attention to NASCAR.
Yeah, it wasn't until I moved here, and I've noticed immediately.
And that was in the early 2000s.
I noticed immediately, like, wow, people here love NASCAR. I never would have thought. Bill Elliott was in the Bud Lightweiser number 11, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, you are correct. He was in the Coors. See, I remember Bill in the Coors car. That's when he was at the pinnacle of his career, is when he was driving
in the red Coors car too, which was funny.
Yeah, the Coors Melling.
Yeah, iconic number Melling Racing Ford Thunderbird with gold wheels.
Yeah. That was when that's when he became Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
You know, and growing up, I watched Stroker Ace probably about 100 times. It was like my brother loved that movie, so I don't know how many times I watched that. So I knew who Harry Gant was and like all the cameos that came on in that movie. Maybe that's where I got it from.
But your first race was Talladega.
Talladega, yeah.
Yeah. And that's when you fell in love with the sport.
That's when I was like, good Lord, this is kind of cool.
I remember my first race was at Talladega. I was in the seventh grade. I'm pretty sure I've shared this on the show before, but it's probably been years. Do you remember my first race story?
You saw things you hadn't seen in Chickamauga before.
That's right. I went to Talladega.
And knowing Stanley, son?
I was like in the seventh or eighth grade, and we had what they called pit paddock passes. And I guess they still offer paddock passes still today. I'm not sure. And I remember riding in the car through the infield and seeing women pulling up their tops and all that kind of stuff. And that was the first time I had ever seen a woman like that, Sean, especially live.
Became a man.
And that was my first exposure
literally
to NASCAR. Yeah, it sure was. So it's one of those things, you know, you always remember where your first race was and what the experience was like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into the race weekend at Phoenix. We saw some great racing. There were times, the way the track set is at Phoenix, 3, 4, even 5 wide at times.
You get it's a short track that doesn't act like one.
It was just all over the place as far as moving around that track. Of course, Ryan Blaney got the win. He won the Straight Talk Wireless 500, his 18th victory in 382 NASCAR Cup Series races. It was his first victory and third top 10 finish so far this season. This is his second victory and 15th top 10 finish in 21 races at Phoenix Raceway. Christopher Bell came in second. He posted his 8th top 10 finish in 13 races so far at Phoenix Raceway. It's his second top 10 finish in 2026. Kyle Larson came in third. He posted his 16th top 10 finish in 24 races so far of his career at Phoenix. Ty Gibbs had a shot there at the end to possibly get a win, but it didn't work out for him. He ended up in fourth spot. Denny Hamlin in fifth. Bubba Wallace in sixth. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Tyler Reddick. Ninth, Michael McDowell. And 10th, Eric Jones.
Only one Ford in the top 10, and that was the race winner. Ryan Blaney, you've got to go all the way down to 12th to find the next one. Other drivers of note, hey, almost a top 10 finish for SVG, finishing in 11th. Chris Buescher, 14th. Keselowski, 15th. Austin Dillon, 16th. Kyle Busch, man, just season's not starting off the way he would like. He's finished in 17th. Carson Hocevar, 20th. Chase Elliott, 23rd. Ross Chastain, a 28th place finish. Joey Logano got into a wreck pretty early on in the in the race. He ended up finishing 31st. Josh Berry, 32nd, and Chase Briscoe pulling up the rear in 37th.
There were 12 caution flags for 86 laps and 23 lead changes among 8 drivers. Casey, when I look at that top 5, I look at a driver that had a shot at the win. Christopher Bell came up short again. Toyota has certainly been running strong this year, obviously with having the first 3 wins of the season. Don't you think Hendrick Motorsports, Kyle Larson came in third. Don't you think there's still sort of scratching their heads and wondering, okay, when are we going to get a shot at getting a win? Here we are already getting into the West Coast swing, and we still hadn't had any success in winning.
Well, I mean, Tyler Reddick's won them all, except for this one for Ryan Blaney. But, you know, William Byron, he had a top 10, a seventh place finish. You know, certainly hadn't seemed threatening this year. Have we just not got to a track they're ready for? Is it just early season? You hate to call them struggles, but just early season not having it dialed in correctly. I don't know. But it also, until this race, it was hard to say anybody was any good except for, 23.
Yeah, and we're not used to seeing that at Hendrick Motorsports. And normally, they're not either. Chase Elliott had a poor day. I think he finished 23rd.
Way down. Yeah.
Yeah. He ended up in an accident. And of course, there was a pretty fair share of accidents that happened throughout the day at Phoenix.
Well, that's the thing. A small track like that, when you start getting three and four wide, there's nowhere to go if things do go wrong.
Well, that is true. However, when you look at the racetrack and you see them going that wide, you would think, okay, you guys can be able to figure out how to stay out of each other's way, but that's simply not the way it happens.
Well, and then
or the way it works,
you know, you get a little testy, you start pushing it, you start thinking, man, I haven't run good this year, I could really use a decent finish. You maybe push a little harder than you should.
Yeah.
And here we are. And listen, I made a joke about this, but this kind of brings me to a broader point. Have you seen Ryan Blaney's mustache?
Oh yeah,
man.
He's rocking the stash.
So stashes are cool again, and you're seeing around, and there are a lot of kids, or I say kids, a lot of men that are around Ryan. It's the mid-20s, right? In below 30, maybe early 30s, mustaches are cool. And I find that kind of funny that they've come back into popularity, because they've, in my day and age, you got, you know, called something if you wore a mustache. It just wasn't cool. Goatees were cool, thank God. But just a straight up, but his is so broad.
How do you grow one that thick?
I mean, that's a caterpillar on his, between his nose and his, and you know what? It must be working for him. Listen, he recently got married, right? And you know, she's pretty easy on the eyes. So
it was a stash. Huh?
Is this a rebellious thing? Like, now that I'm married, I can do what I want? Or do you think she is like, hey, that's cool?
Well, you're starting to see the stash come back, not only in with, you know, seeing some of the NASCAR drivers, because Chase Elliott had one rock in there for a little bit. You know, the bodybuilding and fitness world, as you know, is a big part of my world. I noticed this past weekend in the Arnold Classic, it's a big pro bodybuilding show. You got some of the professional bodybuilders that are getting into the stashes now.
Like the only place you're allowed to have hair in those competitions. Yeah.
That's a good point. Baseball players.
Oh, you're baseball, seeing it. It's big. That and mullets.
You know? Some in the NFL. So maybe this is something that's just at the beginning of where it's headed.
Well, the thing, and everyone's talking about, and you'll notice with clothes and so, like, 90s nostalgia is really big right now. But mustaches are not 90s, it's 70s nostalgia. So yeah, it's like they're grabbing stuff from two different, completely opposite things. But
do you remember in 08 when I was trying to test the waters with one?
Heck yeah. And you know what? We liked it.
We had just started over at Fox 61 doing Racing Tonight, and I came across a commercial promo a couple of months ago on my computer, and I'm wearing a stash. I think what it was is I'd had a goatee for a long period of time, and I had went through a divorce a year or two before, and my ex always liked the goatee. And I thought, well, heck, I'm getting rid of anything she liked. I think it was more of a rebellion when I think back on it. But I don't think a stash is for me either. I can't pull one off like, you know, Ron Blaney or some of the other ones do so well.
Listen, in 1983, Burt Reynolds wore one in Stroker Ace. Burt could pull it off.
Yeah, he could.
And you know what? I think Chase Elliott, you know what? You're winning races, and you're Chase Elliott. You can pull it off, too. Yeah. Probably not the look for everybody, but when I saw that, I was like, man. And it's in all his press photos, too. So, yeah. I mean, like, it is it's out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings. And we got a whole lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we continue to celebrate 25 years of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And we want to thank all of you out there for being a listener and all of our sponsors throughout the years, because we couldn't have done it without all of you. Also, too, if you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at our website. You can click on past shows and catch today's show there at racingtalkradio.com. Also, you can find us in podcasts. Just go to your favorite podcast platform, click on the follow or subscribe button for all future podcasts, so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, on demand at your convenience. A lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Each Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and myself get you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Today, been recapping big win by Ryan Blaney at Phoenix. The first win from someone not named Tyler Reddick in the 2026 season. So that's good news. And now we will soon turn our attention towards Las Vegas as we head out to the home of the Busch Brothers, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Maybe Kyle will get his year going when we get out there, even though early indications are perhaps not. But regardless, Sean Whitfield and I will be here to talk about it. You know, Sean, we were just talking about William Byron's mustache and everything. There's a little video clip of right after the race. Jamie Little interviewing him like literally right after the race, and they look down and his car's rolling away. He forgot to put the race car in park. And so it starts rolling down the track, and mid interview, he's got to run over there, hop in, throw her in park and go from there. So that's just goes to show you're excited after you win, Sean. You just hop out and you know, you want to celebrate with the people.
I can understand how that can happen. Are you familiar with what vertigo is?
Yes, I've experienced. My mom had it, and I've had a bout of it, and it's nothing anyone should ever want.
Yeah, I, you know, Alex Bowman missed the race yesterday because he is dealing with vertigo. I was just trying to take notice. Anthony Alfredo was driving his race car, came in 33rd.
Our favorite pasta themed NASCAR driver.
So, Alex Bowman, I don't know how long he's going to be out of the race car, but he fell ill during the race at Texas, and then he was out of the race car yesterday. I did a little research on vertigo. For those out there that are not familiar with what it's about, it's a spinning sensation. Sort of like being on a merry-go-round, feeling off balance or pulled to one side, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, trouble walking straight.
Oh, yeah.
All those things that you wouldn't want to be dealing with in a race car.
No, I mean, unless you're spinning the right way, I guess, but that's not really how it works.
I don't think it would matter.
Anybody that has ever dealt with it, it is sudden and it is, I mean, it's debilitating. You just have to lay there until it passes. And man, that's a bummer. And a lot of times it's really hard to identify why it's happening. And there's not really a whole lot they can give you for it other than, you know, anti-nausea stuff. But yeah, that's a, you know, it's bad when you're having to miss, you're a NASCAR driver and you're having to miss races. I bet his big fear now is trying to figure out why. And so he doesn't miss more.
Yeah. So we hope that improves soon. I don't know. Is there medication, I guess, for that?
I mean, I'm sure.
When you had it, did
if
you?
They can, I just had a bout of it. And
so is it usually temporary?
It would depends. There are some people I've worked with a guy whose wife has Meniere's disease, which is kind of an inner ear thing, and it just comes and goes. And there's some treatments they can do for it to make it better, but you have to find the triggers and stay away from them. I mean, she can't really put salt in her food, which is that's no fun. If she's around places that are really loud, it can set it off. So, yeah, it's just kind of it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I just remember my mom dealing with it and how miserable she was when she would have a bout.
Wow. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Phoenix. We got Tyler Reddick still leading by a long shot. He was able to pick up a lot of points, too, still at Phoenix. He is 60 points ahead of second place Ryan Blaney. Third is Bubba Wallace, 72 points behind. Chase Elliott is fourth. He's 97 points behind the leader. And then in fifth spot, Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, is 109 points behind the leader. Man, you gotta do a high five for Shane Van Gisbergen. I mean, fifth in points right now?
Hanging in there.
Second year in the Cup Series?
Like I said, finished 11th, was almost had another top 10 on an oval track.
I mean, he's doing outstanding right now. He's no longer needs to be looked at as a driver that can only drive road courses. He is really showing some talent. I'm really impressed with his performance so far this year.
Still going to be the favorite when we get to road courses, though. Christopher Bell in the sixth, Joey Logano seventh, followed by Michael McDowell, also racing currently in the top 10, tied with ninth place Chris Buescher, Kyle Larson in 10th spot, William Byron 11th, Denny Hamlin 12th, The Dinger 13th. Had a baby. Sean Favorite driving, Carson Hocevar, 14th, Ty Gibbs, 15th, and Brad Keselowski into the top 16. Kyle Busch sits at 20th, Ross Chastain, 23rd, Stenhouse Jr., 27th, Austin Cindric, 30th, Alex Bowman, 36th, Sean. So not a good start for the 48 team.
Some drivers that sort of stand out to me, Michael McDowell, you said was in eighth spot. It's good to see him at Spire Motorsports and managing to hang out in the top 10. Michael McDowell is one of those guys that's very well liked around the NASCAR garage area. Kyle Larson's in 10th. It seems a little unusual to see him being right there on the edge of the top 10. William Byron's another successful Hendrick guy, is in 11th spot right now. Carson Hocevar in 14th spot. He has certainly been the topic of a lot of conversation on and off the racetrack so far this year, primarily on the racetrack with the way his driving style is. Has caught the attention of a lot of his fellow competitors, and not in a good way. It was just announced a few days ago that he is in the talks of signing a personal services agreement with Monster Energy.
Attaboy.
Monster Energy sees a bright future in Hocevar, especially since it's being reported that he has signed a 10-year deal with Spire Motorsports. I think he would be a nice addition to the spokespeople and services, personal services to a brand like Monster. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's Monster's brand.
And he's in that young demo.
Going after the young demo, perhaps a bit of a, bad boy is kind of an overused term. But, you know, I mean, as a guy that's not scared to be in the headlines, yeah. And Carson certainly isn't. Hey, you know, I give you a hard time with not really a hard time, but I sent you a picture one time of a shirt that said, "Raise Hell and Praise Dale."
Seems like I remember that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a fun saying that you see a lot. What about "Burn Rubba, Praise Bubba"?
Huh. I don't like that one as well as I do the first one you said about Dale.
Raise Hell, Praise Dale, brother.
Sounds like you may need one of those.
By God.
For old Bubba Wallace. But
hey, having a decent year?
We could even see Monster Energy doing more than just a personal services contract. You could see that logo on that Spires number 77
especially
down
if,
the road.
Some of those races that perhaps may not have a sponsorship, I bet if they can get a deal on it, it might be a good way for Spires to kind of sucker him back into the sport a little bit.
Where is your boy Kyle Busch at the moment?
Oh man, Kyle
down in 20th.
He is.
Do you think this could be his final year?
All right, you're a Falcons fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll try to make this parallel. Remember when?
So you're putting it on my level where I can understand.
Yes. Remember when Matt Ryan was MVP level? They should have won the Super Bowl if not for some really dumb calls. But, I mean, Matt Ryan was easily one of the top quarterbacks in the league, right? And then let's say 5 years later, he's not. and the team's no good around him. He's getting sacked all the time. The stats are really down. And you're sitting there, you're going, you don't forget how to throw the ball.
And now he's running the organization.
You don't all of a sudden just can't. It's got to be what's around you. And that's kind of, and how much longer are you going to sit here and get your head bashed in? If you don't think it's going to turn around and you're going to that MVP level and Super Bowl again, well, that was Matt Ryan, you know, and then he went to the Colts and then retired. You kind of feel that way with Kyle Busch now, like, hey, you didn't forget how to drive, but obviously what they're putting around you, this all doesn't seem to be working and it doesn't see. Early results were good. We thought Kyle Busch coming over there was going to do something, but it's faded and it hadn't come back. And how much longer are you going to beat your head against the wall? I don't know. I mean, it's early in the season. Everybody can turn it around, but there's not even any showings. There's not even any, you know.
Oh, he was running in the top 10 with about 20 to go yesterday, which was a little
Which
bit
would
surprising
be
to me.
The best run of the year, but he didn't bring it home.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems like in the past, Kyle Busch had two emotions. He had either really ticked off and wanted to put somebody in the wall, or he was really happy. And that was only when he was standing in victory lane. Now it seems like that over the last few months, or maybe even back into last year, Kyle Busch has maybe three emotions, or you could say he's really gone to two. He has got the emotion of ticked off, which we've not seen much of. But the emotion that we've been seeing the most of is he just looks unhappy. We haven't really seen him happy. We hadn't really seen him smile. He just looks unhappy and miserable. And it's like he's still in a place that he doesn't see any hope.
Yeah, like the guy that has accepted his fate.
He doesn't see any success in his future. He's not going to get back on a team that's going to be able to give him the ability to put him in the seat to get into victory lane. It's just like he's biding his time. Would you agree with that assessment at all?
You know, there's a saying, especially, and it happens in basketball a lot, where contracts are guaranteed. At a certain point, you just get into the part of your career where you're just there, cash them checks, okay? And that kind of feels like where he's at. Like, hey, I don't have a team that can get me to the championship level, but I'm good enough to still be out here. Let me just ride around and cash them checks. And I don't know, maybe that's where he's at. Maybe, you know, we know, and he did. He opened up the fact that, you know, I wouldn't call it financial struggles, but the financial challenges of having a team. I don't think Kyle Busch Motorsports made him a rich man by any stretch. But you've got to think he's got enough to head to the house. That's just not where he's at yet.
I think Kyle Busch also has done well the last few years to maintain his tongue and continue to show respect to Richard Childress, because the Kyle Busch before his time at Richard Childress, I don't think there was anything off limits.
But you know what? We're also finding out that, you know, Gibbs might not have been as first rate of an organization performance wise, obviously. But it sounded like that was some high school drama that goes on quite a bit behind the scenes. We're learning from that other thing. And so maybe he's realized he's working for a guy that's not going to put up with him saying crazy things. Or, yeah, he's just, you know, Sean, you get older. He's like, you know what? I can go out here and I can say some stuff, but when I get back to the garage, I'm going to have to face them, and it's not going to get any better.
You've got one of those betting apps on your phone. If you had to place a bet on when Kyle Busch's career is going to be over, is it going to be this year or possibly next year? Which way would you go?
I mean, no more than 2 years. I mean, at all. But I think that the thing is, it's not like how long is he going to race. It's, is it this year or next year?
And I was just trying to remember where his contract is right now. I don't know if it's through the rest of this year or if it goes into next year.
You know, NASCAR,
I think it goes in through the rest of next year.
They're also tied to what you're bringing aboard. You know, I'll give him through next year, but I will say he is the kind of guy that if it just becomes, you know, finishing the top 25 every year, the way we kind of saw Junior's career go towards the end, I think he's just going to say, see ya.
Yeah. All right. It is time for us to take a break. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We're broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. You can find them online at NugaDentistry.com. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Goodbye to Phoenix. Hello to Las Vegas, as we are getting ready to head to Sin City, as they call it, for the next NASCAR series race. That will be race number 5 of the season, Sean. So we've gone four races, 3 Tyler Reddicks and a Ryan Blaney.
Mm-hmm.
So three Reddicks and a Blaney. Who's going to be the
fifth? And only two. So two race winners so far.
Two race winners. Four races.
Yeah. And of course, that race is going to be this Sunday, 4 p.m. start time on FS1. You'll be able to catch practice and qualifying on Amazon Prime. That's going to put us into the evening watching a race, which I'm sort of a fan of.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think having later in the afternoon, getting into evening prime time is a good thing for our sport. Joey Logano has a strong past and record at Las Vegas. I'm kind of leaning towards
picking one of the old men.
A 2 in a row for Penske Racing and finding Joey Logano being in victory lane in with his new appearance. What do you think?
Just, you know, the assassin, the bald head. No, I like it. I my heart says cheer for Kyle Busch, but I think that's, the more and more I talk about it, I talk myself out of something like that happening. But, you know, speaking of the schedule, we're going to Vegas, usually a pretty good race. Then Darlington, Martinsville, Bristol. I mean, that's going to be 3 weeks of really cool, unique tracks that are fan favorites. and before Kansas, and then we're into April and at Talladega. So next month and a half of NASCAR races is going to be good ones.
I think we're going to possibly hear one of the best national anthems we've ever heard in Vegas. Oh,
who's singing? Breaking Benjamin.
No Breaking Benjamin. A little Foreigner. Foreigner is going to perform the national anthem this weekend at Las Vegas.
Okay.
I think that's pretty cool. I've always been a Foreigner fan.
Yeah. Feels like the first time.
Yeah. I think they'll do well. I think they're on tour right now, and I would assume they're also doing the pre-race.
Got a thing at Vegas.
The pre-race concert as well. So that's the first time that I have heard. I don't know if it's ever, but the first time I've heard of a rock band performing the national anthem. But I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah. So tune in. Sean Whitfield will get to relive his youth.
So I'm going with Joey Logano. Who's your pick?
Oh, man. You're going with Joey Logano. Chase Elliott. Let's get another big dog
Chase
in there.
Elliott.
Let's get another big dog, big team.
Kyle Larson.
Make everything right in the world of NASCAR.
All right. Well, that about does it for us. Any final words, sir, before we go today?
No, it does it for me. Look forward to it. And no matter what happens in Vegas, well, it won't stay in Vegas because we'll be here to talk about it the following Monday.
That's right. We'll be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we continue talking NASCAR for our 25th season. Also, too, if you didn't join us until sometime in the middle of the program and you want to go back and listen to the entire program, you can find us tomorrow morning online. Just go to our website at racingtalkradio.com or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Be sure and click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.